Hello friends. How are you today? My name is Ken. Thank you so much for tuning in to Podka today. Today's episode is titled, i.e. If you enjoy our content, please support our sponsors. The PodBot app. Create your own podcast today using artificial intelligence. PodBot.ai offers the easiest way to create your own one-of-a-kind podcast. Do you have something to say to the world, but lack the time, energy, knowledge, skills, talent and charisma to record your thoughts and publish your own podcast? Well, now you can use a neural network to automatically collect information for you, generate unique content using OpenAI's natural language model, and then put it all together using text-to-speech technology powered by machine learning. So your lazy ass doesn't have to do much at all. Try it today on podbot.ai, you lazy bastard. This term is used for the introduction of examples for what has already been stated. Now that we know what it is, and what examples mean, let us take a look at how to use awkward acronyms and jargon. Let us get a little clearer about what this is and for example means, go over how to properly use it, and look at a few examples in action. Even though they are Latin shorthands, you do not have to spell them out, since they are used so often. These two acronyms are simply shorthands of words, so you can use them any way that you would use the words, for instance. Now that you have some tricks to remember what these two acronyms mean, let us consider how you can use them in a sentence. You could place a comma in front of them, or you could place a semicolon before them if you are using them to introduce a full phrase which follows after another full phrase. You can also put an em-dash before this is, and, for instance, if you are using those two shorthands to introduce something dramatic. Remember, in formal writing, that is often followed in parentheses and followed by a comma. In less formal writing, placing a comma before and after these terms is standard. In general, add a comma after the for example, and between each following example, if there is more than one of that in your list. Do not end the list with, and on, because it is, by definition, a list of examples. Do not bother listing every possible case. Those significant letters are used to present some examples, not to make an exhaustive list. It is important to keep in mind that the is used to show examples, while the is used for defining or reframing.
I did not need to bother to remember Latin origins,
I just remembered examples and the like. You can differentiate this is from that is. Remembering the I in this is means it, while the E in the for example means example. The shorthand of for example means for example, and this means this is to say. The term in Latin English, which is id est, is like for example exemplify gratia for example, etc., and other things like, etc. Even if both exempli gratia and id est are Latin, there is no need to place the italics for example or this is when it is abbreviated. Brackets are not entirely necessary, but help the reader to track and understand use of the acronym. This meaning of the acronym is mainly used in statements in which additional explanations are needed about a concept. Misusing both of these acronyms is one of the five biggest mistakes that I have seen when editing technical documents. I tend to reserve this as and, for instance, to inject parenthetical statements, but using this as and, for instance, is perfectly valid in other ways as well. Having to use a different browser for different tasks can be frustrating. Instead of using this browser for that website, and this browser for that website, now you can use just Microsoft Edge. If you come across a site you need Internet Explorer to open, Microsoft Edge has an Internet Explorer mode built in, so you will still be able to access it. Microsoft will begin rolling out a new prompt in the next few months, which redirects those who are still using IE over to Microsoft Edge. Support for IE on its own in Windows itself is still ending June 15, and as this date approaches, Windows has addressed issues with the IE mode within Edge under future scenarios where offline Internet Explorer has been disabled. The new browser for Windows is Chromium-based Edge, which has an IE mode within Edge to maintain compatibility with sites and apps that depend on IE 11. Microsoft Edge has Internet Explorer mode built in, so you can access older versions directly from within Microsoft Edge. You can also learn from others who have made the switch. Read about how GlaxoSmithKline deployed Microsoft Edge with Internet Explorer mode to its 130,000 employee global organization, and made Microsoft Edge its default browser. If you are a consumer using Internet Explorer at home, we encourage you to switch to Microsoft Edge by June 15, 2022, so that you can begin enjoying faster, safer, more modern browsing experiences.
In fact, we found that enterprises had an average of 1,678 legacy apps. 1. By switching to Microsoft Edge, you will get all the things described above, plus you can extend the lives of your legacy websites and apps far past the retirement date for desktop applications with Internet Explorer 11 using the IE mode. Some businesses will still be caught off guard when IE is retired, or they may not be able to completely eliminate their usage in time. As of August 2016, Internet Explorer was the second most used web browser across desktop operating systems, at 29.6% market share, to the Chrome browser's 50.9%, according to Net Market Share. Microsoft has been trying to discourage people from using IE for years, with Microsoft having previously labeled it as a solution to compatibility issues, not a browser businesses should actively use. Previously, employees relied on internal guidance on whether to use Edge or the standalone Internet Explorer for what applications, creating an obvious barrier for them to deliver effective services to customers.
This is all for today, guys. My name is Ken and I appreciate your attention. Please join me for the next episode of Podka and share this podcast with your friends if you enjoyed it. Thanks, bye-bye. The PodBot app. Create your own podcast today using artificial intelligence. PodBot.ai offers the easiest way to create your own one-of-a-kind podcast. Do you have something to say to the world? But lack the time, energy, knowledge, skills, talent and charisma to record your thoughts and publish your own podcast? Well, now you can use a neural network to automatically collect information for you, generate unique content using OpenAI's natural language model, and then put it all together using text-to-speech technology powered by machine learning. So your lazy ass doesn't have to do much at all. Try it today on podbot.ai, you lazy bastard.